Libyans around the world watch helplessly as their countrymen die in the fight for freedom. Gaddafi's violence against his people has been universally condemned, but is there anything else that can be done? Both the Secretary of State and the President think there is.
Everything will be on the table. We will look at all the possible options.
I've also asked my administration to prepare the full range of options that we have to respond to this crisis.
But the full range of options includes everything from invasion to doing nothing. The full range also includes simply saying that the violence has to stop. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, February 24th. John Hockenberry is out all week. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, has been helping us out in the days before, but I am solo hosting today. Let's get a check of the top news. And of course, we have to start in Libya. Gaddafi is reportedly digging in Tripoli. What you're hearing there is sound from our partner, the BBC, that is heavy machine gun fire from Libyan forces in the capital. With rebellion creeping closer, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi calls for a battalion of mercenaries, reportedly 2,500 strong, to protect him in Tripoli. The country's capital is now in a state of lockdown. Tanks ring the outskirts and warships patrol the waters just off the coast. But the opposition continues its drive to the capital.
Gaddafi, go away. We don't want you. Neither you or your family or your tribe. Nothing. We don't want you anymore.
There is fierce fighting this morning in cities west of Tripoli. A town just 30 miles from the capital is now in opposition hands. But the regime is striking back. Last hour, an army unit loyal to Gaddafi blasted a mosque with anti-aircraft missiles, reportedly killing many protesters who'd been camped out inside. But demonstrators say they will do whatever it takes to remove Gaddafi.
There's no retreat. No retreat. We will continue until even if we have to confront you with our bare hands.
In the past half hour, one of Gaddafi's sons went on state television to deny government airstrikes against Libyan cities. President Obama says the U.S. is working with the international community on sanctions against Libya.
These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency. This violence must stop.
The situation in Libya is affecting the global economy. Stock markets are falling around the world, and the price of oil is now just under $100 a barrel. This morning, OPEC leaders issued a statement saying they will replace any oil lost in Libya. In Yemen, President Ali Saleh has ordered his security forces to protect protesters and put an end to the clashes raging there for the past 2 weeks. This was the sound in the capital of Sana'a yesterday as government supporters opened fire on protesters, killing two students. More demonstrations are planned in Yemen today. In Bahrain, opposition leaders have finally come up with a list of demands. They include the dissolution of the government and the introduction of a constitutional monarchy. And in an effort to firewall against any potential unrest, China has started arresting anyone who reposts calls for protests there on charges of subversion. In other news, gay rights groups are praising President Obama's decision to stop legally defending a federal law that bans recognition of same-sex marriage. We'll talk more about that in a half an hour. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has arrived at a London courthouse to find out if he's to be extradited to Sweden to face accusations of sexual abuse. Don't forget, the Spatial Shuttle Discovery will blast off for the last time later today. Asian and European markets are down right now, as are futures. The Dow starts at 12,105, the S&P at 1,307, the NASDAQ opens at 2722. Well, we're going to have a discussion about lawmakers in Wisconsin and Indiana and other states protesting controversial laws that affect unions there by heading to Illinois. We're wondering if fleeing your state is a good political maneuver or another form of gridlock. Let us know what your take is on the issues at 8778-MY-TAKE. An update on Libya is next.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.